This is the Sakkam early of the 13th of September, 2025. Essence, sweet children, first of all have this concern. I, a soul, am covered in rust, and I have to think how to remove that rust from the soul. For as long as the needle is rusty, the magnet will not be able to attract it. Question. What effort do you children have to make at this most elevated confluence age in order to become the most elevated human beings? Answer, the effort to become karmateet. Your intellect should not be pulled by any karmic relationships. This means that no karmic bondage should pull you. Your total connection should be with the One Father. Your hearts should not be attached to anyone. Make such effort. Don't waste your time gossiping. Practice staying in remembrance. Song, awaken, O brides, awaken. The new age is about to come. Om Shanti. You spiritual children, you souls, heard the song through your bodies. The Father is now making you children soul conscious. You are receiving this knowledge of souls. Not a single person in the world has the true knowledge of souls. So how could they have the knowledge of the Supreme Soul? Only the Father sits and explains this. It has to be through a body that this is explained to you. A soul cannot do anything without a body. You souls know where you reside and whose children you are. You now know this accurately. All actors have a part. Your intellects know when the souls of different religions come here. The Father doesn't explain to you the details. He explains everything wholesale. Wholesale means that he gives you such an explanation in just a second that you know everything about how your parts are recorded from the beginning of the Golden Age to the end. You now know who the Father is and what his part is in the drama. You also know that the Father is the highest on high. He is the bestower of salvation for all, the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. The birthday of Shiva is remembered. It can definitely be said that the birthday of Shiva is highest of all. It is especially in Bharat that people celebrate his birthday. In a country, stamps are made of those elevated people whose past history is good. Now they celebrate the birth of Shiva. It should be explained whose birth is the most elevated, whose stamp should be created. They make stamps of sages and holy men, and of Sikh, Muslim, and English philosophers, just as they made a stamp of King Rana Pratap, etc. In fact, there should be a stamp of the Father who is the bestower of salvation for all. If the Father didn't come at this time, how could there be salvation? Everyone is floundering in the extreme depths of hell. The highest on high is Shiv Baba, the purifier. There are many temples to Shiva built in high places because he is the highest on high. The Father comes himself and makes you people of Bharat into the masters of heaven. He grants salvation when he comes. Therefore, let there be remembrance of that Father. You should think about what type of stamp to creative Shiv Baba. On the path of devotion, they create a lingam as his image. He is the highest on high soul. The highest on high temple is considered to be that of Shiva. Somnath, the lord of nectar, is the temple to Shiva. Because the people of Bharat are Tamo Pradhan, they don't know who Shiva is. They don't know the occupation of the one they worship. King Rana Pratap fought battles, but that was violence. At this time, all are doubly violent. To indulge in vice, to use the sword of lust, is also violence. It is Lakshmi and Narayan who are doubly non-violent. If people had this full knowledge, they could create stamps that are meaningful. In the Golden Age, they have stamps of only Lakshmi and Narayan. They don't have any knowledge of Shiv Baba there. Therefore, the stamps would definitely be those of the most elevated Lakshmi and Narayan. Even now, there should be that same stamp of Bharat. The highest on high is Trimurti Shiva. His stamp should remain eternally, because he gives the imperishable throne of the kingdom to Bharat. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, makes Bharat into heaven. Among you too, there are many who forget that Baba is making us into the masters of heaven. Maya makes you forget this. Because of not knowing the Father, the people of Bharat have been making many mistakes. No one knows what Shiv Baba does. They don't even understand the meaning of Shiv Jayanti. No one except the Father has this knowledge. The Father is now telling you, children, have mercy for others as well as for yourselves. The teacher is teaching you. This is his mercy for you. That one says, I am the teacher and am teaching you. In fact, this place should not be called a pathshala, place of study, because this is a very big university. All the rest have false names. None of those colleges are for the whole universe. Only this university is of the One Father, who grants salvation to the whole world. In fact, there is only this one university, and it is through this that everyone passes into liberation and liberation in life. That is, they attain peace and happiness. This is the universe. This is why Baba says, don't be afraid. This is something that has to be explained. It generally happens that no one listens to anyone during an emergency. It is the rule of the people by the people. In no other religion do they have a kingdom from the start. Those people simply come to establish their religions. They rule their kingdoms when there are hundreds of thousands of their own religion. Here, the Father is establishing a kingdom for the whole universe. This is something to be explained. He establishes the deity kingdom at the most elevated confluence age. Baba has explained to you that you can hold the dark blue pictures of Sri Krishna, Sri Narayan, and Sri Rama in your hands and explain why Sri Krishna is called Shyam and Sundar. He was beautiful, so how did he become ugly? Bharat was heaven, and it is now hell. Hell means ugly, and heaven means beautiful. The kingdom of Rama is called the day, and the kingdom of Ravan is called the night. So you can explain to them why the deities have been portrayed as dark blue. The Father sits here and explains that you are now at the most auspicious confluence age, whereas others are not. You are now sitting here at the confluence age and are making efforts to become the most elevated. You have no connection with vicious, impure human beings. You have not yet reached your karmatit stage, and this is why your hearts become attached to karmic relationships. In order to become karmatit, you need the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father says, you are souls, and you should have so much love for the Supreme Father. Oho, Baba is teaching us. No one has that enthusiasm. Maya repeatedly makes you body conscious. Since you understand that Shiv Baba is talking to you souls, there should be that attraction and happiness. A needle that doesn't have the slightest rust will very quickly be attracted to a magnet. If there is even a little rust, the needle won't be pulled, there won't be that attraction. A magnet will pull a needle when there isn't any rust. You children can only have that attraction when you stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. If there is any rust, the needle can't be pulled. Each of you needles can understand that you will be attracted when you become completely pure. There isn't that pull because you souls are covered in rust. When you stay in remembrance a great deal, your sins can be burned away. Acha. If someone commits sin now, he accumulates 100-fold punishment, and that soul becomes rusty. That soul will then be unable to remember the Father. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. When souls forget to have remembrance, they become rusty, and this is why there isn't that pull or love. Once the rust is removed, there will be love and happiness too. Your faces will remain very cheerful. You have to become like them in the future. If you don't do service, you continue to talk about all the old rotten things of the past. This breaks your intellect's yoga away from the Father. Any sparkle that there might have been also disappears. There isn't the slightest love for the Father. Only those who have very good remembrance of the Father would have love for him. The Father is also attracted to such a child. This child does very good service and also stays in yoga, so the Father showers that child with love. Such a child would pay attention to himself to make sure he doesn't commit any sin. If you don't remember the Father, how can the rust be removed? The Father says, keep your charts so that the rust can be removed. If you want to become Sato Pradhan from Tamo Pradhan, you have to remove the rust. Some rust is removed, but souls then become rusty again, and there is 100-fold punishment. When you don't remember the Father, you commit one sin or another. The Father says, unless the rust is removed, you will be unable to come to me. There will then have to be punishment. Souls experience the slipper and their status is also destroyed. What inheritance would you receive from the Father then? Don't perform any such acts that make your souls even more rusty. First of all, be concerned about removing the rust from yourself. If you don't think about this, the Father understands that it is not in your fortune. You must have that qualification. One has to have a good character. The characters of Lakshmi and Narayan are remembered. People of today speak of their own characters in front of the Lakshmi and Narayan idols. They don't know Shiv Baba at all. Only he grants salvation. They go to the sannyasis, but the bestower of salvation for all is only the one. The Father establishes heaven, and you then have to go down. No one but the Father can purify you. Sannyasis make a small trench and sit in that. If they went into the Ganges instead, they would have become cleansed because they consider the Ganges to be the purifier. People want peace, but their parts will only finish at the end when they go home. The home of us souls is the land beyond sound, Nirvandam. How can there be peace here? People do tapasya. They also have to act, do they not? They do that and sit in silence. They don't know Shiv Baba at all. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. It is only at this one most elevated confluence age that the Father comes here. Souls become clean and then go into liberation and liberation in life. Those who make effort will then rule. However, those who don't make any effort will experience punishment. In the beginning, you were given visions of punishment. At the end, too, you will have visions. You will see how you didn't follow Srimat and what your condition has become. You children have to become benefactors. Give the introduction of the Father and creation. When a needle is soaked in paraffin, the rust is removed. So rust is removed from souls too by staying in the remembrance of the Father. Otherwise, it means there is no attraction or love for the Father. All the love is diverted to friends and relatives, etc. People go and stay with their friends and relatives. There is such a vast difference between the company of those who are rusty and the company you have here. By keeping the company of anyone rusty, you become rusty yourself. The Father comes simply to remove the rust. It is only by having remembrance of Him that you will become pure. You souls have been covered with a lot of rust for half a cycle. The Father, the magnet, says, "Now remember me." The more yoga your intellects have with me, the more the rust on you souls will accordingly be removed. The new world has to be created. First, there is a very small tree of the deities in the Golden Age. Then it grows larger. They come to you here and continue to make effort. No one of your kingdom comes from up above. Those of other religions come from up above. Your kingdom is being prepared here. Everything depends on how you study. Everything depends on how much you follow the Father's Srimat. When your intellect's yoga is diverted outside, you souls become rusty. Before coming here, they have settled all their karmic accounts, died alive, and settled everything. Sannyasis renounce everything, and yet they remember everything for such a long time afterwards. You children know that you have now received the company of the truth. Tell them, we stay in remembrance of the Father. We do acknowledge our friends and relatives. We live at home with our families and do everything and also remember the Father. You have to become pure and also teach others. Then, if it is in their fortune, they continue to follow this path. If they don't belong to the Brahmin clan, how could they go into the deity clan? You are given very easy points which can instantly sit in someone's intellect. the picture of those with intellects that have no love at the time of destruction is also very clear. You no longer have sovereignty. When there was the deity sovereignty, that was called heaven. However, there is now the rule of the people by the people. There is nothing wrong in explaining these things. However, it is only when your rust is removed that your arrow can strike someone. First of all, make effort to remove the rust. You have to check your character and see what you are doing day and night. While cooking and making chapatis in the kitchen, stay in as much remembrance as possible. When you go touring, stay in remembrance. The Father knows everyone's stage. When you souls gossip, you become even more rusty. Don't listen to gossip. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And the essence Bodharana, one, just as the father in the form of the teacher teaches you and has mercy for everyone, in the same way, have mercy for yourself and others. Pay full attention to studying and following Srimad. Reform your character. 2. Don't break your intellect's yoga away from the Father by gossiping among yourselves about useless, rotten things of the past. Do not perform any sinful acts. Stay in remembrance and remove the rust. Blessing, may you have the determination to cultivate fruit on infertile land and become an embodiment of success. In any situation, in order to become embodiments of success, you need to have a gathering of determination and love. This determination enables fruit to be cultivated on infertile land. Just as scientists try to grow fruit in sand, in the same way, you give the water of love with your power of silence and become fruitful. By having determination, you can ignite the lamp of hope in those who are disheartened. Because when you have courage, you receive the Father's help. Slogan: constantly continue to move along while considering yourself to be God's valuable property, and there will be spirituality in your actions. Avyak signal: now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. To be a charioteer means to be soul conscious, because each soul is a charioteer. Brahma Baba became number one by practicing this and achieving success. Therefore, follow the Father. The Father enters a body and controls it, that is, he becomes the charioteer. He doesn't depend on the body, and this is why he remains loving and detached. In the same way, all of you Brahman souls should maintain the stage of a charioteer like the Father. When you are the charioteer of your body, you naturally become a detached observer and remain immune to any effect of Maya in whatever you do, see, or hear. Om Shanti.